Hi, Joan.
Hi. I want to ask you about lymphedema.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have it in my right leg mainly, but also somewhat in my left leg. And they both swelled and were really bad, and it took them 3 weeks to finally figure out that that's what it was. And by the time another 3 weeks went by and I got to the lymphedema therapy place, she treated me really sad. So I want to know what you suggest and what causes it. And if there's anything in the diet or whatever I could do to help it. And I also want to tell you, about 7 months before this, I was diagnosed with smoldering multi-myeloma in my bones. So.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, ma'am.
So that's on smoldering. You know, that's not hurting me right now. This lymphedema, though, it's in my right leg, drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, what tells us that this is still a lymph flow problem, ma'am, is that it's more in your right leg than your left. Now, the other causes of lymphatic blockage that would manifest in both legs equally must not be there, or that would be equal, and that's weak liver, weak kidneys, weak heart. Any of those can allow edema fluid to collect, but it doesn't discriminate one leg to the other. When it's one leg more than the other, it's almost always, about 99% of the time, blocked lymphatic channels, which can be blocked more on one side than the other. So where was it you went for lymphedema treatment, ma'am?
To the Franciscan Clinic at St. Joe's.
And what did they do, ma'am?
They just had me do some exercises, and I do them, but it's, you know, it's still, it
I hear
helps
you.
A little bit, but it doesn't do anything. And so I wondered if there was diet or whatever other things
that
would help.
What there is, ma'am, and they just don't advertise themselves. I think they're kind of afraid they'd be accused of practicing medicine or something. But if you just put in to your search engine on your computer, lymphatic drainage clinic or lymphatic drainage specialist, I don't care which, what will come up are clinics that do a very particular sort of massage, never mind exercise, massage. And
okay. The
clinics who know what they're doing, they massage certain points near the ankle that hurt like heck when they're massaged. But when those points are massaged, it gets the lymphedema to go down. How do I know? Because my father had lymphedema, more on one side than the other. And I learned this from a lymphatic drainage specialist. When I visited him back in Ohio, I showed his wife how to press on those points. And she did. And 6 months later, I got a picture, and he was about halfway better. And he had been enormously lymphedematous. So you need to see an actual lymphatic drainage specialist, and they do not
hang out. Okay, I did. She was a massage. It was a massage that she showed me in that.
And did
it
hurt?
But it wasn't anything down by the ankle. It was like come up and massage up to your legs and up to your thigh then down in your groin and all of that.
No, ma'am. The trigger points are right near the ankle bone. If one were to find the ankle bone and go and slide one's finger down the ankle bone to get until it comes to non-bone underneath that flesh. And then if you were to push there real hard, ooh, there's an owie. And it's happened every time I've worked with somebody with lymphedema, but there are three or four other owies on each ankle bone. And those are what need to be massaged. And they're the so-called trigger points that help with the drainage.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And I'll try that and see how it works.
Well, please do, ma'am.
And I know that will be successful because everything I've done that you've said before, it's been successful. So how's that?
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. And by the way, don't be surprised. It is an owie. Even my dad had a little trouble with it, but it does help it to go away over time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.